On a community level, there is some great work being done. Lots of groups getting together and forming what's known as a litter action group. There are five established that we know of litter action groups. I dare say there's more people just doing it generally anyhow. But to give us an idea of what's being done and where, Naomi Dart is the Water Watch coordinator at Melbourne Water. Naomi, welcome to Afternoons. Some incredible work being done from local community groups. Five of them, as I said, are established. But what is a litter action group?
So basically, they're groups forming that are undertaking regular litter audits at litter hotspots at different locations all across Melbourne. And then from those audits, we're able to identify the top one or two items and then set up what we call a source reduction action plan. So to stop that item at the source. So basically it's stopping it, binning it, or either stopping it from getting into our waterways. So for an example, if we found a litter hotspot that had lots and lots of disposable coffee cups, we could then use that data that we've collected and then approach the local cafes and encourage them to get people using reusable cups. So that's the basic premise of it.
At Diamond Creek, and I love learning about, you know, things that we just use every day that now we question. Wasn't that long ago, we were using coffee cups, we were using straws, and we were not questioning the amount of plastic, and now we do. Now, one that's come into the forefront as a result of the work that's been done by the Litter Action Group in Diamond Creek is the masses of hair bands. Now, what problems are hair bands causing in Diamond Creek?
Yeah, so the hotspot that we're targeting in Diamond Creek actually is right next to Diamond Creek, and that's home to platypus. So there's a local platypus population that live there, and that particular site actually has the highest entanglement rate of platypus across Melbourne, so it's quite a staggering statistic. So what happens is that when platypus forage for food, they generally eat water bugs, so they use their bill to sort of dig up around the dirt looking or the mud in the waterway looking for food, but they close their eyes while they're doing it, so they can't see what they're doing, and it's really easy for them to get circular litter items like hair bands or rubber bands or even the ring packs, the six pack plastic things that you see on the six pack cans. It's really easy for those to get caught on their bills and then pushed down onto the necks, and they can actually die from it. It's quite a sad story.
I've learned so much from this one litter group in Diamond Creek. I didn't know that there was a decent sized platypus population at Diamond Creek. That's incredible.
Yeah. And people can actually go along and look for them and spot them. They're just very elusive. It's quite tricky to see platypus. They're very shy creatures.
So what should we be doing? I mean, I use hair bands. I tie my hair back on a daily basis. My daughter uses hair bands. This is something that, do we need to rethink the material and the fabric being used in hair bands and the use of elastic bands in general? How do we then change our behaviour?
Yeah, that's you're spot on there. It is all about behaviour change. And if we could redesign hair bands and other circular litter items to help them break down more quickly, that would be fantastic. But in the meantime, people can just be more mindful of, I personally use hair bands myself. I know everyone, a lot of people use hair bands. I'm not asking people to stop using them, but be more mindful of what you're doing with them. If you're out and about, that if you drop one or accidentally, lose one, pick it up. But the other thing that we can do is snip circular litter before we put it in the bin. So that will help it escaping and help stop it getting into waterways and hurting our animals and platypus in particular.
Cigarette butts, we've known for a long time, have been a huge problem. And the TAFE in Dandenong, the volunteers have been doing incredible work there. What have they been doing?
Yeah, so they've been doing monthly litter audits. And over an eight-month period, they found a total of 10,000 cigarette butts.
Gosh.
Just in a small area. So, yeah, that's
give up the darts, people.
Yeah. So we're now working with management at TAFE to try and reduce that number and make people more aware of what's happening. Because when people drop cigarette butts, they don't just stay on the ground where they are. They'll get washed into stormwater when it rains, and then that ends up in our waterways and then rivers and creeks and then out into Port Phillip Bay and beyond. And the thing about cigarette butts is that they will break down into smaller pieces, but they never go away totally. So they'll just break down into smaller and smaller toxic pieces, which can then be consumed by marine animals and river life. So, yeah, they never totally go away.